The relocation of Parliament has become quite a hot topic. National Assembly Speaker Thandi Modise has said that Parliament will consider temporarily relocating to Gauteng during the lockdown, but only if it's necessary and only as a last option. But the Economic Freedom Fighters is suggesting the next session should take place in Gauteng so as to enable more of the members of Parliament to attend it. Let's see what Gay Davis has picked up on this story, our reporter from Parliament. Gay, good afternoon to you. How workable an option is relocation for Parliament right now?
Hi, Joanne. Look, it is workable in the sense that the Speaker does have the power in terms of the powers and privileges and immunities of Parliament and the Provincial Legislatures Act to designate anywhere in the country as a as part of the parliamentary precinct. So obviously this is really an issue of force majeure, and it would take extraordinary circumstances for this to happen, and it would essentially mean that the Parliament in Cape Town couldn't be used or for whatever other urgent and necessary reason. But this is something that the EFF, who we know have been pushing for Parliament to be relocated to Gauteng for some time, in as much as there are also people within the ANC who think this should happen. And this is an old chestnut which comes up again and again and again. But now, under the COVID-19 lockdown, you've got the EFF having written to the Speaker yesterday. The matter was raised at this morning's meeting of the National Assembly Programming Committee, where the EFF said they'd written to the Speaker saying, why don't we have this sitting in Gauteng, because we've only got three members in Cape Town, many more MPs would be able to attend, and you wouldn't have so many having to connect online. But the Speaker has made it clear, one, that she has yet to see the EFF's formal written proposal. Secondly, she's saying that while she is aware that she's got the power to designate somewhere else as a parliamentary precinct, she will only consider doing so if it is absolutely necessary. It's obviously something that she and the other presiding officers have talked about. We know that they are in discussion with the National Command Council around COVID issues. For example, they're under pressure from MPs who are living in one province but close to another province where their constituencies lie. They feel they're being hampered by the ban on cross-province travel from servicing those constituencies. So there's pressure coming from MPs saying, look, we can't do our work properly. Can we be exempted from this requirement? So we know that they're in talks around these issues, but it's clear that Parliament is not moving yet. On Wednesday next week, we're going to have an historic first sitting under the lockdown in the National Assembly, when ministers from the social governance and social development and governance clusters will be answering questions.
Gay Davis, thank you so much for bringing us that update. Let's see what happens as Parliament holds its first question and answer session with ministers next Wednesday.